Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's April 2nd already, which means 13 more days until tax day.
So counting down.
I thought if someone needs to remind you, I'll be the one.
And it's also almost Passover and almost Easter.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me. I should know about Passover. I didn't realize it was coming
up. I'm not Jewish.
I know, but you know what's going on. That's good. Yeah, you know what's going on around you. That's a good thing, you know. I tend to forget these things. When you're in Israel, you remember all the holidays because they shove it in your face, mm-hmm. you know. But here, it's different, you know. It's a little bit different. But at any rate, we have a great show for you today. We have an exciting guest we're going to bring on in a few minutes. And like I mentioned, it did rain last night.
Yeah.
And I was compelled to post something that the rain is soothing. Because
it is.
We needed, yeah.
It relaxes me. It makes me. Unfortunately, didn't hear it. I had a fan on last night.
Oh, yeah?
Which I would have turned it off if I'd have woken up and heard it rain. But I like sound when I'm asleep. It makes me completely relaxed.
I know. And I go outside and sit on the patio and stuff, and I'm just enjoying it. You know, it's mm-hmm. the best. Like we discussed yesterday, you know, it's like I like rain sometimes. So
yeah.
It's a good thing we had it. But you should have seen on the news. They made it seem like we're going to have this huge storm. You know? And then it just drizzles, you know. We get like drizzle warnings here, you know. Drizzle watch. You know, so far, so much for storms in LA. But yeah.
Well, in Chile, or I think it's Chile that they're predicting a tsunami after the 8.2 earthquake yesterday.
And that's scary. You know, 8.2 is pretty strong.
Yeah.
It's very strong, actually. But I think their luck was that it didn't happen like in Chile, it happened like in the ocean or something, like off of Chile.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. So I think that's why many were spared. They're saying only a few people died.
Yeah, only five.
Right.
Which compared to 500 died in 2010.
Down there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they got lucky.
Yeah.
But there was 20 aftershocks.
I'm wondering if I felt it. I mean, they didn't say anything about here. But the thing is that I went to take a nap yesterday in the afternoon, and I thought I felt an earthquake. But then I realized, well, maybe I'm just sleeping, you know, and I'm like floating on the couch or something. You know?
I think I'm paranoid now.
I know. You
must
be.
Every minute that I like feels like I'm spinning, I'm like, oh, my God.
I know. I know. It's like we get so jumpy now.
Yeah.
You know?
But doesn't this mean the fact that there was such a big one that some pressure has been relieved?
Yeah, but that's there, not here. So I don't know, you know. Mm. I mean, these plates obviously are huge. They go into continents and stuff. But I don't know. I don't know how to assure you, Charlotte.
No, it's like ridiculous. I shouldn't live in LA.
No,
never dealt with this before.
Don't think about it. Yeah. You can't leave just because of that. Come on. You'll feel really silly if for years nothing happens.
I would.
You know?
I definitely would.
And besides, look, I mean, people are like just apocalyptic about this, but you know, even if we get a big one, it's not going to be the end of the world. You know, it'll be fine.
Yeah,
LA is prepared. You know, and we can always loot the stores. You know,
yeah, that's very
food.
True.
Yeah, that'll be cool to go outside, huh?
Get some free clothes.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know that I want to experience that, but who knows, you know? You know what would be cool is if we had an earthquake and you end up being a hero or something, you know? It's like you go and you save a few people.
Like in a movie.
Yeah, like in the movies, you know? And then it's actually a good thing for it to happen.
Yeah.
You know? Here, let me show you. I'm a hero. You know, I'm worth something.
Totally.
So, yeah. But
yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I'm actually a hero.
And I saved a few people, you know? Might actually be an adventure or something. But
yeah,
I guess I watch too many movies.
Action movies.
Yeah.
Do you Batman and those kind of movies, your kind of movies?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I used to like comics when I was younger and stuff, but I don't think I can't get into the movies. I mean, early on I could, you know, the Batman and everything. But now, I don't know, they sort of like lose me in the story.
And there's so many of them.
Yeah, exactly. How do you keep up with all of them?
I agree.
They all tell the same story. They always start in the beginning.
No, I'm the same. The Batman, Spider-Man, the Hulk, all of those. I don't know. I'm not really Catwoman. I mean, there's millions of them.
I know.
And they keep reinventing them to bring another character. And it's like, just stop.
I know. And then
but they do well. So I guess everyone else likes them apart from us.
Yeah. But that's the thing. So not all of them, I guess, do well. But many of them do. So they do it. You know,
yeah.
I mean, what the heck. But you know, when you watch a movie and stuff, it's different. You know, I mean, I remember going to the movie Earthquake, which was like, God, this was in the 70s, you know. And I remember it was like new technology because they introduced something called Sensoround. And what they would do is they put like huge bass speakers in the theater. And so every time there's a rumble or something, there would be like, you could feel
cool.
it, you know.
I remember that ride at Disneyland or Universal.
Yeah.
I think it's Universal.
Yeah, they have
the
one
earthquake
in Disneyland
ride.
Too, yeah.
Oh, because it was either done by Universal or Disney. I don't know which one it was. But I loved, I think it might have been Universal. I loved those rides. There was Earthquake, Universal had all the best ones.
Right.
Not the
roller
coaster
ones. Oh,
like,
we did have the earthquake at Universal,
one.
Right.
Yeah.
With the tram and everything.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's Universal Studios.
Yeah. They have good actual, like, not roller coaster rides, but rides like Jaws. I loved that, too.
Uh-huh.
The Mummy, that's more, it is kind of a roller coaster, but not a huge roller coaster. It's more, there's some simulation and stuff to it.
Right.
And then Back to the Future,
that's
now The Simpsons.
Right. And all those are like simulation.
I mean,
you know, it's all stuff you sit in this thing and it just shakes and stuff.
And
know?
I love roller coasters, but I like the technology that Universal has. They use their imagination.
Yeah, that's true. I always like going there, you know. It's pretty cool, but after a while it gets old because you've seen the same stuff over and over.
Yeah, you know? And the one in Florida is definitely better than the one here.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I need to go to Florida and check out, you know, just Orlando and stuff and feel like a kid again and stuff. You know, I think it's worth it.
And it doesn't just have the theme parks. The outlet stores in Orlando are phenomenal.
Yeah. Really?
So good.
Okay.
The best outlet stores ever.
All right.
They really are.
Well, are you talking to a man who doesn't care about shopping, so it doesn't really appeal to
me. If you want a good
me.
Deal.
Yeah. But I'm sure the women in the audience would like to know.
It's true, though. I love Orlando. It's very touristy, but has some great stuff there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. You know, I mean, and we're talking about clothes and everything and shopping. If you notice, like, all the malls, they don't have the same stuff anymore. All it is really is clothing now and maybe a couple of, like, you know, perfume stores or shoe stores. But mainly it's clothing, you know, and especially for women, too, because that's the only thing that people can still sell at a mall. All the entertainment stores, you know, the bookstores, the video stores, the video game stores, the music stores, they're all gone.
It's true. I mean, in the mall across the street, we have a Radio Shack, and I never see anyone.
Anybody in there,
and
right?
And how that's still in business, I have no idea. But I think 85% of the stores in that mall are female.
Right. And clothing.
Yeah.
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 Some jewelry, you know, some shoes. But for the most part, it's just...
There's one jewelry store.
Yeah. But it makes sense because women shop so much more than men do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And even when men need clothes, the women shop for them, you know.
Yeah,
so,
it's true.
So it's never like, you know, you never have to go to the store shop for clothes. And I always put it off, but then I end up going when I don't have a choice. And when once I go, I get into it, you know. Once you're in the store, it's like, wow, look at this, look at that. But you got to be in that frame of mind.
I feel like men don't care, though. Like Target, wherever. They really don't care where they get their clothes from.
Well, that depends what men those are. You know, I would never wear Target clothes or Walmart and stuff like that.
But, well, I'm trying to think of another store. But, I mean, I know the guys I know would never go in H&M and buy clothes.
Really?
Whereas I think H&M is a great store for men.
It
They're
really
like,
is.
Oh, it's
girly,
dude. And I'm like, shut up.
No,
like,
it's not. They say, yeah, there's a lot of men's stuff there.
Great men's clothing there.
Right. For sure. You know, and I'll tell you what styles I like Abercrombie and Fitch and all these stuff. But those are like for younger kids, except the thing is that the clothes fit so well that sometimes I go and buy them. But I try to get them without the name label on.
And the sweaters are so
because people
warm.
Are going, you're wearing Abercrombie and Fitch? I'm like, what's wrong with that? They're like, this is for 18-year-olds. I'm like, shut up, man.
Every time my mom comes over here, she always buys my stepdad clothes from there.
Yeah.
He loves them because they're warm and soft.
Yeah, and they fit nicely too, you know? I mean, they really are fitted nicely. Whereas a lot of fashions for men are just not great, you know. That's one thing about clothes and fashion. Europe is so much more advanced, at least in men's fashions, you know. I don't know about women and stuff because we have a lot of great fashions here too.
Yeah.
But I don't think that awareness, that consciousness of men dressing up is so ingrained here as it is in Europe. You know, I mean, you go and you see French men and Italian men and even British men. They dress nice, you know, for the most part. Yeah, exactly.
For the most part.
Yeah, well, I guess, okay. But in L.A., for example, I mean, people are just like flip-flops and shorts and a huge, you know, shirt or top or something.
Yeah.
And I don't like that look. I mean, it doesn't have any statement in it.
I think it depends where you are in L.A. When you go to the beach, definitely. You just
I'm not talking about the beach.
Surfer boys and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, just people on the street. You walk on Ventura Boulevard, you go to the store, you go anywhere, and these guys, you can tell they don't really give a damn what they're wearing, you know?
True.
And you know, just like cheap T-shirts and things like that, you know? I mean, it's not something that I would be proud of, but then again, you know? So before we get to our guests, I just wanted to bring this up because this is really touching. This woman, I guess, had cancer, and then she went through chemo and everything, and she was okay. It was in remission or whatever. And so then she got pregnant, and they were happy and everything, you know, and all that. But then they realized the cancer's back. So now they do like MRIs and all kinds of like chemo and stuff, they're going to risk the baby. So she preferred not to do any of that stuff to save the baby.
Wow.
And the baby was born, and 2 months later, she died. Oh. So she gave her life for the baby, you know? And it's like such a touching story. And it's not, you know, when you look at it from the outside, it doesn't seem like something easy to do, even when you're a mother, you know? Because the baby hadn't been born yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that I think that bond between a mother and a child, even before
so
the child is born, that you can't break it. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't matter what you do, you know. It's like you would do anything for that baby, even if it hasn't been born yet, you know, just to give it a chance. So
yeah,
so those are like some stories that are like really human interest that I think, you know, the human spirit, it just shows you how great it is, you know.
And that shows what kind of woman she is.
Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. And but then that's what I'm saying, though. I think a lot of women would probably do the same thing, you know, because of that motherly bondage that you have with the child. And, you know, I mean, obviously I'll never experience that, but I can imagine it's an experience that you can't forget, you know, carrying a baby and stuff.
Yeah,
you know? I mean,
definitely.
It's the biggest miracle of all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway, enough of philosophy for one day. We're going to bring in our guest now who's waiting patiently. And you're amazingly beautiful. Welcome to the show, Jessica Baker.
Thank you.
Sure, get a little closer to the mic.
Okay.
And so Well, you dress for summer. I mean, you're not dressed for cold or anything, you know, a skirt or a dress.
I'm confident it's going to warm up.
You think so?
I'm optimistic.
Well, I have a surprise for you. Yesterday started off like this. It was freezing all day, you know. But hey, if you're comfortable, that's it, you know. Just like someone said once, I'd rather look good than feel good, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, you get it? I feel great.
Yeah, no, me too.
Can always turn up the heat
too.
In the car.
Yeah. But welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And was it your publicist that contacted me or manager
believe so.
Or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you have a publicist now. You're an important person.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're supposed to answer
VIP.
Yes. That's awesome. So we'll find out a lot more about you and stuff, but let's start off with what it is that you do right now. And I understand you launched a website, and I checked it out, and it looks amazing. So tell us a little bit about this.
Yes, it's called Align Signs, and it's a self-awareness and relationship website that connects yourself and others with you based on time-withstanding tools such as the Western Astrology, Chinese Zodiac, and the Myers-Briggs Personality Assessment.
Wow. So you're really you're attacking this from all directions. I mean, here's the psychological part. Here's the spiritual part. Let's connect these people together.
Absolutely.
Wow.
It's a lot of information.
Yeah.
What is the Myers-Briggs person? What is that?
The Myers-Briggs Personality Assessment is the leading psychological tool available in the world today and most widely used. So, it basically breaks down people into 16 different result types, and it's based on preferences. So, for example, if on a night in, would you prefer to, have a bubble bath and read a book, cozy up by the fire with yourself? Mm-hmm. Or would you prefer to, round up the troops and your friends and go out for, festivities, the club or lounge? I mean, it's just a matter of preferences. Which would you prefer?
Right. And then, and then they find out your personality type and so forth, right?
Exactly.
Like more like outward centered or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are more like into... like being more closed off and into their own thing and stuff. Those are the people that take the baths and all that. And then there's people that are like social and they're like, let me go out and party. But yeah, you can do both.
You can enjoy both.
Absolutely. But when you put all these things together, it gives you a certain picture of the person.
It helps you get to know the person a little bit deeper. And
right.
So how they view the world, how they take in information, what their potential interests, hobbies might be, all sorts of wonderful strengths, weaknesses, not weaknesses, but areas for growth. an ability to find your most compatible potential friendships or romantic relationships or career paths if you're looking for a new direction or just so many things. It definitely opens up the world to a lot
of options.
Wow.
And how long has this test been around, do you know? Because I know it's been around for a long time,
It has, since World War II.
Really? So the 30s, 40s.
Mm-hmm,
wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it must have worked if people still use it.
Yes.
It must be working. Because, I'm familiar with it, so I recognized it right away, and I thought, wow, So this is amazing. And then you go into Chinese Zodiac. Obviously, we have the Western astrology, and then we have the Chinese zodiac, which goes by years rather than months, right?
Correct.
Okay. So now how do those configure into all this?
So I basically thought that it would be great to, for example, everybody has multifacets to their personality. You're not just a son or a father or a brother or a friend. You're all of those into one person. And I thought, why not bring together a whole bunch of tools that help you get to know that person, not only yourself, but others on a deeper level that are culturally accepted, time-tested, and just I don't know. I think they're great. So Western astrology and Chinese zodiac are two additional tools, and I plan to bring on more
as
time goes on. I'm excited about it. I think it's great.
It sounds great. Now, but I think the challenge is to mix all of them together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is this done like automatically for people, or are there people sitting there doing this?
No, it's all automatic.
Automatic.
So you put in your birthday, your year, your month, your day, and it helps you figure out your Chinese zodiac, your Western astrology, your potential compatible signs, lots of different things about you. You know, there's plethora of information on you know, your sun sign, your rising sign, your moon sign. I've learned a lot just by having aligned signs.
I'm sure.
So how do you do that? Do you, because I can't see where to do that on your website. Do you do that on the app?
You can do it on the app. Yes, you can download the mobile app and just plug in your birthday and stuff like that. But to take the Myers-Briggs, you actually have to go on the website. Just log in. You can log in with Facebook. You can create, you know, log in.
Oh, here, join now.
If you're not on Facebook. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's still
right
early.
There.
It's still early.
But so it's cool. So people join and then they take the test, I guess, right? You take the test online.
It's considered an assessment.
Assessment.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Right, exactly. It's not a test, so don't be afraid of it. It's more like something that can be actually enjoyable. I mean,
absolutely.
It helps. Yeah, I mean, you get like a free psychological test, you know?
Exactly.
So it's amazing. Now, were you involved in astrology before that? How did you decide, okay, I'm going to supplement that with astrology out of all things?
Well, as a female, I go around and talk to other females, and a lot of times you'll sit down, you'll have a conversation, you know, say a friend introduces you to other girlfriends and they're like, oh, what's your sign? We're like, oh, what's your sign?
Uh-huh.
And so
that's true.
Am
people
I not
do
correct?
That.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, it's already, you know, fundamental and socially acceptable when you go out just to try to get to know each other a little bit better immediately. So I thought, okay, well, this would be great.
So, I mean, did you have an experience where you felt, God, this is accurate, you know, I should share this with people? Like, did you go to an astrologer or something? Or
Yeah, so there was a point in my life where I literally felt like everything was turned upside down in a matter of a month.
Yeah. You see, that's when you start discovering spirituality,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, okay, let's see here. What is the common denominator? Oh, it's me.
How long did it take you to figure that out?
Oh, longer than I would have liked to say.
Okay, so you sought out some advice and
I was like, okay, I guess this self-help section of the bookstore is something I should go explore, and I started talking to all different people of different walks of life and cultural backgrounds, just, you know, and I just started doing more intrinsic exploration.
Right.
And I thought, well, why not delve into things that have been around for a long time.
That's
and see, you know, get to know myself better.
Right.
And, you know, what I like, what I don't like, and truly have conviction in my thoughts and ideas and outlooks and views. And then this way I could attract the kind of people that complement myself and, you know, have more likely of fundamental long-term friendships and relationships of all kinds.
Yeah, that's
true. So when
true.
You meet people, do you ask them what sign they are and stuff about them so you can kind of see if you guys are compatible?
Well, she means you personally, right?
Yeah, like I'm one, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, there's a compatible, it's relative. So for example, my sun sign is Libra, my rising sign is as Leo, and my moon sign is Cancer. So, I mean, I know it's a lot.
Wait,
right now,
how can
but...
you be more than one? I only thought I was Capricorn.
Yeah, see, that's, you have to go explore.
That's the sun sign, right? I mean,
that's the sun sign.
The
exactly.
ones that we mentioned, the 12 and the zodiac, those are the sun signs.
Mm-hmm.
But then they tell you you have a rising and all that stuff. You know,
so the sun sign is how you view yourself. Rising sign is how others view you. And your moon sign is how you are in relationships, like personal relationships, like with your special companion.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I didn't realize that. I knew there's a lot of different things to it, but that's interesting. Yeah. So you decided at a certain point, I'm going to put all this together. How did the idea come about? Is this something that was like a light bulb, or was that something that gradually came to you?
Well, I found so much enjoyment in exploring myself, and I found some validity in what I found, and I was excited about it. So why not? When you're really excited about something and you're really enthusiastic about it, you want to share it.
That's
and,
true.
And I thought, okay, well, you know, I'll just create a website. So, well, first of all, I was like, oh, well, where's a website? I want to check this out. And I was like Googling and I couldn't find anything. I was like, well, I guess I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, there you go.
That's perfect.
How you start successful businesses.
Yeah, definitely.
As you look for something and you can't find it, then you figure I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the amazing thing also is it's not a classic dating site, right? I mean, this is meant for like people as well.
Absolutely.
And that's why I know for certain I'm going to use this because I always like to, I mean, I would like to find some new friends and stuff too, you know,
mm-hmm.
not just dates and women and that, but friends.
Friends, yeah. You know? No, when I moved from New York, it was a bit of a challenge. So obviously I got on my website.
Really?
I was like, I want to go hiking. I want to go, but I don't know where Runyon Canyon is. I know that sounds delusional now, but
everybody knows that.
Yeah. But, you know, I was like, I want to go do some stuff, and doing it with other people is just so much more fun than mm-hmm. doing it by yourself. I mean, I like myself, but, you know.
No, but I mean, everybody yeah. wants to socialize. Yeah, come on, sure. you know.
Yeah.
So this is a dating website.
It is a self-awareness website, so you get to know yourself better. And then it's a relationship website. So whatever kind of relationship you're looking for, you can connect based on just for friends. If you're looking for love interest, you can do that. Or just personally for networking, say you want to try out a different career path or a new hobby or whatever, and there's other people that have share the same interests,
right.
you can connect on that, you know, that way as well.
Is there different locations?
Absolutely.
Are there people from all over America?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I know.
Well, that's exciting.
Cool.
When did you launch the website?
3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you've built quite traffic and membership by now.
I'm trying.
Well, you know, it's not easy, but I mean, you came out with something that's a big idea, and it requires a lot of members, a lot of people mm-hmm. for it to be effective. So I can imagine it's very difficult in the beginning, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely had a lot of everybody that hears about it loves it. And because
right.
it's extremely unique. It's patent pending.
Yeah, there's nothing
so many
bad about it.
Exactly.
You know?
So, I've just been continuing to spread the word, and that, I mean, that's going so far so good.
Wonderful.
I can't complain.
Yeah. So, I mean, how does this work? So you decided, okay, there should be a website where people can find out about themselves and connect with other people? Is mm-hmm. this what you mm-hmm. had in mind?
Yeah, no, initially I just had self-awareness in mind.
Okay.
And then after it launched, then I got a lot of feedback from users saying, hey, this would be great to connect with other compatible people, and they wanted to know what their compatibility was. And to go back to your question, it's more about, so say you're a sign, and typically they say, okay, Libra is most compatible with these four signs. It doesn't mean that they're not compatible with the rest of the signs in the zodiac. It just means that to a lesser degree. So say you pair up with another person that isn't directly considered the most compatible with you. It just means that your communication will have to be a little bit more efficient.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Now, so the next question, though, is if we're mixing all these things here, like dating and meeting people and figuring out about yourself, isn't it likely that you're going to, like, maybe approach someone to hit on them or something, and they're not interested? I mean, they're there for something else, not romance. Is that going to create a problem, or do you find that in the matching process?
You know, on your profile, you can list it if you're only interested in friendships.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can, and I don't know about you, but some friendships turn into more.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So,
so people are open to that when they get on the site.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow, I would do it just to find out about myself with the test and the zodiac
and
stuff,
right?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you, and then connect with people. I think it's an amazing idea. And but I did do some research on you, and it's not surprising because you're really smart, right? I mean, you went to school. Do you have like a master's degree too?
I do.
Yeah, you do, you see. And
But there's always people that are smarter. But thank you for the compliment.
No, of course. There's always people that are smarter, but who cares, you know? I mean, if you're smart, you're smart, you know? So, and that's a good thing. But of course, smart is not enough. You also have to be ambitious. ambitious. You have to be persistent. Mm-hmm. You have to believe in yourself.
And you have to have the personality that you have. You have the outgoing personality, like you attract people. And I feel like that's how you've done a good job in marketing this.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you.
And she's like nonchalant, you know. Yeah. I mean, she's taking life easy. You can tell, you know.
Life is good.
It is, you know. But you got a degree in what? In finance?
Yeah, my undergrad's in biology and my MBA is in finance.
Wow. See, so I'm telling you, you know, it's like she takes life so easily. I mean, people, you know, other people would be like so serious. It's like, oh, finance, you know, it's like all numbers and stuff, you know. But
I did that in New York. That was a good run. I liked it for a while, and then I wanted to pursue my passion. I figured, why not?
So you realized now. So this sounds interesting. I mean, were you like, did you get into finance because you liked it, or because you knew you'd make a lot of money if you go to Wall Street and stuff?
I got into it because, well, initially I called up my sister and I was like, so I was working at the hospital, and I've decided, it's kind of depressing. You never really get any days off. And I was like, I can't see myself doing this for the rest of my life. And of course, I had just gotten accepted to med school. And so I called my sister. I was like, oh, yeah. So I got accepted to med school. She's like, oh my God, that's great. How exciting. I was like, yeah, but I'm not going to go. She's like, what? I was like, yeah. So I was calling you to ask you what else I should do now with my life. She was like, okay. Well, what was your plan B? And I was like, I don't have plan B. Why would I have plan B? Plan B meant that I didn't think that I could succeed at plan A. So she was like, uh-oh, this is not good. She was like, well, everybody else up here in New York does finance, so maybe you take a few classes. So I was like, for sure. So I go and I sign up for statistics. So I was like, oh, I can totally do this. This is easy. And then I find out later, oh, no, that's supposed to be hard. I was like, oh, I'm good.
Wow. So it came easy to you.
Yeah, it came easy to me. And I also meant that if I, you know, went into finance, that I could hang out with my sister more if I moved from Texas to New York. And
I see. And that's what I was going to ask. Is that where you're originally from, Texas?
Texas, yep.
Really? What city in Texas? What town?
My family's Dallas-Fort Worth.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. And so you grew up, I mean, you were born and you grew up there, right?
Oh, no? I was born in Little Rock.
Oh, really? Wow. And then, so then your family moved or something?
Uh-huh,
so
correct.
You were very young when they moved?
Yes.
I see. So most of you growing up was
primarily
in Texas.
Texas,
in
yes.
Dallas and stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty interesting. I knew, you know what? It's like invariably, I think every woman from Texas is beautiful, you know?
Oh.
And I'm not saying this just to compliment you, but I mean, I've met several women from Texas and they're all beautiful. You know, I don't know what it is in the water there, you know, that affects the sperm or the eggs, but something's happening there, you know. I mean, I'll bet you, you know, if you go back and see, I'll bet you there's more like Miss America from Texas than anywhere else, you know, maybe California, but that's about it, you know.
Interesting. I'll look that up.
I'm telling you, you know, you have like the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders and all that, but no, but I remember when I was about 20 years old, I was just turning 21, and this girl was hired where I was working, and she was, you know, drop dead gorgeous, you know, blonde, tall, everything, even a little bit taller than me, but she was just striking. I mean, she was like, she was model beautiful, and I remember I couldn't like think of anything else except her, you know. And I wanted to be with her so badly that I became friends with her, and to the point where we couldn't take it any further, you know, because we became friends then.
Good,
you know?
Friends, yeah.
Yeah. So, but it was totally confusing because, I mean, we would kiss and stuff like that, but that's where it would
that
stop.
That sounds like more than friends to me.
I know. But it just shows you how insecure I was back then, you know. I mean, you're like with a beautiful woman and you're like intimidated almost, you know. It's like I felt I don't want to lose her, so whatever it takes. And the problem was is that she had been hurt by, I guess, she had been married young or something, so she got hurt and stuff by her husband. He was beating her up and all that stuff. So,
oh boy.
So I thought, I really don't want to push myself on her. Maybe she's not ready for relationships, whatever, right? I had every reason in the book not to pursue it beyond friendship. And to this day, I regret it. Aww. To this day, I regret it. Because I know I would have married this girl. You know? But I guess it wasn't meant to be. And I can't find her on Facebook. I can't find her anywhere. For years, I've been looking for her, you know. I mean, at the time, we were living in Vegas. So, you know, most people that live in Vegas, it's pretty transient. You know, you live there for a few years, then you move on.
You so should it's look hard at those websites that you can back.
Oh, believe backtrack. Me. Oh, the backtrack, the Wayback Machine.
There's loads of them, you know.
Yeah, Wayback Machine.
What about mylife.com, I think, also had something where you
yeah.
could be
but
really
but you
got to
remember something. Back then, there was no internet, okay?
True.
So I can't go back to websites like this. We had no websites, not even cell phones at the time. I'm talking about the 80s, you know. So anyway, I obviously digress, but no, the point is that, you know, you come from Texas, you're beautiful, period. You know, you can't change my mind, but, and you're a proof to that as well, you know. Don't you think she's very beautiful?
I do.
It's like amazing, you know.
Definitely.
It's always like 10 times better when there's a beautiful guest in the studio, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not to offend any of the male ones, you know. But, I'm just being me and natural and stuff, you know. But at any rate, so you were in Texas. Did you go to, did you get your undergrad in Texas?
What school
did you go to?
University of Texas.
Oh, really?
I know.
What does that mean?
That'll do it.
Yeah.
So
you got so you graduated in biology.
Both, yeah. Undergrad in biology and MBA in finance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. But but the finance you did in New York?
No,
University in the same
Texas.
School. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I finished they created a separate degree program so I could finish in 4 years. I was very driven.
Yeah.
Did they have to finish this up so I can get to New York and have some fun.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because that's a lot of school.
It is a lot of school. And so that was an MBA that you got?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's not easy. I mean, that's what, 2-3 years more in school?
Usually it's two.
Two. But
usually.
Then, yeah, if you go full time and all that. But so then at that point when you graduated, you decided you're going to move to New York then?
I did.
Was that the original plan while you were going to school?
Initially, I was planning on just staying in Texas and becoming a doctor.
Right. But then you decided to get into finance. So at that point, did
that
you know
point,
you were going to move to New York?
I did.
Okay,
I
before
to
you finished
with my sister.
School.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And was she in finance too then?
No, she was doing modeling.
Oh, really? So she moved to New York before you and then you decided, yeah.
Yes.
So you didn't want to get into the modeling too and stuff?
I'm too short.
Oh, yeah? Is that what it is?
Problems.
I have other assets.
Yeah. No, but I hear that your height only has to do with the runways and stuff, right? I mean, if you're like in a magazine or something, it doesn't really matter how tall you are. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, I've done some print,
right.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, I don't know if, I don't know. It wasn't really the kind of
it's not
plan
for you,
that I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My
I mean, modeling,
plan.
You stand around a lot doing... Mm-hmm. It's not very challenging mentally, right?
I don't know. I didn't do runways.
And obviously, you have a different... You want to help people. Like, it's a different kind of life, like what you want to achieve.
Yeah. Exactly.
And she's smart. I mean, she needs to be stimulated, you know? You can't just be, like, doing modeling all day, you know? And so that's amazing. So what... Did you go to work on Wall Street right away, or how does it work?
I initially started a hedge fund, and then a fund of fund, and then I went to financial management consulting.
Wow. Sounds so boring. I don't know how you could do that.
I know.
But there is money in it, right?
It's not that exciting for me. I was like, sitting in my little desk, and I was like, I didn't even know what time it was. There's nobody else around. It was a long day, like many of the other days, and I was like, I wonder if it's still daylight outside.
Oh god!
I hadn't left since like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow!
And so I, like, peeked up, looked through the window. I was like, nope, guess it's nighttime. It was summer, and I hadn't gone out, done anything. I was like, oh, I hate my life.
Yeah, wow.
So I decided to change it.
Yeah. So you decided first. You decided hospitals are not for you. Then you decided behind the desk is not for you.
Well, not many people have the option of doing those, like being a doctor and being on Wall Street. So that's pretty impressive, you know?
you can do whatever you put your mind to.
Very true.
Yeah. So then you realize that working in finance has long hours, too. You don't get a lot of time off and
stuff,
right?
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's a very driven industry.
It is. It wasn't what I had envisioned for myself.
Right.
I thought if I worked really hard, I'm going to create a life where I can really, truly enjoy it. And I, sitting there at the desk and just... you know, despite being good at what I did, I wasn't fulfilled.
Yeah, you didn't find meaning in it.
It wasn't where I wanted to be.
Right. So is that the point in your life where you mentioned about your life going upside down and stuff? Was that the time?
That's about the time.
Oh, wow. So, that's when you get restless. It's like, I don't want to work here. I don't like my life.
Yeah.
What's going on, you know, and... Wow. So that's good. But that was obviously, in hindsight, it was a good thing.
Because, it was a very good thing.
Because it helped you launch your website, which is your baby now.
Absolutely.
Wow. So 3 years ago. Now, how do you go about starting something like this? I mean, it's big, right? I mean, it's not like you're opening like a local restaurant or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you're opening like an international website that's going to thrive by having a lot of users. It sounds intimidating and really insurmountable.
Mm-hmm.
How did you decide you're going to do it anyway?
I woke up and I went on GoDaddy and I started
looking for
looking for different
domain names
and I just one bite at a time. I mean, that's how you eat food, right?
Wow.
One bite at a time.
Did you build your website yourself?
I did not. I used a service because I knew that my skill set was not I can build websites, but it's just not. It's more of an interest rather than a profession.
Uh-huh. Right. Exactly. Plus
that.
A website like this, you need a lot of programming.
Exactly.
It's not just straight HTML where you can whip up in a few minutes.
Exactly. It took an entire year to build it out.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Now, may I ask how you raised the funding and everything? Did you use like crowdsourcing or anything?
That would have been nice. That would have been smart. No, I used my savings.
Wow. So did you make a nice bundle on Wall Street before that?
I did pretty well for myself. And then that's pretty much what I just put into Align Signs.
Were you still in New York when you started this?
When I started building it. I didn't build it. When I started creating the vision.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point did you decide to move to LA?
It was winter time and I had just gotten pneumonia. And
wow.
I was like, okay, I think there was nothing really tying me there that, and like,
that's true.
I mean, I had my sister, but I knew she wasn't going to go anywhere. So I was like, oh, you have to love me no matter what.
Yeah.
Like you. So I wasn't happy. And so I thought, okay, well, what would make me happy? And sun and warmth and... And so I hopped on a plane, I packed up a few suitcases, grabbed my cat, I know. and I told my sister, I was like, so I'm going to move to LA. She's like, ha ha ha, you're really funny. I was like, no, really. She's like, where are you going to live? I was like, I guess I'll figure it out when I get there.
Yeah, wow. You see, that takes courage,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, if I moved to a place, I would want to go first and lay the ground, you know, and all that stuff. And here you're just like, yeah, I'm going to move there and stuff, you know? It's pretty courageous stuff.
Yeah.
And did you know anybody here?
After I was here, my started networking and friend of friends, and that was helpful.
But you didn't know anyone when you moved,
no,
right?
No.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to close your eyes and jump.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's, you see, that attitude helps people start businesses, you know, when you can take risks like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, it's very inspiring, you know. I mean, you've come like a long way. You seem pretty young, so you still have your whole life ahead of you. Is that what it is? I guess it is. People are telling me, yeah, you need to use all this stuff on your face. I'm like, no, you know, I'll age however I need to age, and that's it, you know, whatever. And now I'm regretting it. So no, I'm kidding.
What are your top tips for spring cleaning? Your online dating profile.
We need to talk about that.
Because we got a few of them. But is this for specific, well, obviously for online dating profile, but is this specifically for yours?
It can be applied anywhere. I've just drafted like 8 of them. And obviously, you know, you can take what you want and leave what you don't want.
Right. And so what you're giving us is what? Like tips and stuff like how to set up your profile.
Well, to improve your profile and really convey who you are and what you want to share with the world. So we'll just go down the list.
Okay.
So first of all, perfect your tone. You want to make sure that your personality comes through, because everybody's personality is extremely authentic, and you want to be appreciated for yourself. Right. You want to attract people that appreciate who you are and all the...
But many people probably just write what they think they want people to see, right?
Right, exactly. And they don't necessarily write in full sentences, and so it can be hard to understand. Or if they do, it might sound like a resume, and that's really not that appealing.
So what do you suggest?
Just pretend like you're talking to your friend and have a conversation. Right. And... convey. So, for example, if you're interested in travel, don't say I like to travel.
Right.
I like photography. I like animals.
That's true, because everybody writes the same thing.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
It's like, how do you stand out?
Yeah. Maybe say, for example, I went to Africa and I shot lots of photos of exotic animals, and that would convey all those 3 points.
That's true.
And show that you are willing to invest in your hobbies, interests, and you know, all the same thing, but it just
it's
much more enjoyable to read.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I imagine also you probably want to use some humor and stuff, or maybe even like be a little smartass, sarcasm and stuff to just stand out a little bit, you know?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, you can do it in a fun way, you know, but it's like when you go through those profiles, they're all the same, you know? I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's another point. Don't use, or try to stay away from overused language. So, for example, I love to laugh. I want a nice guy or girl.
Yeah.
I
or a guy that makes
back,
me laugh, you know? That's
going.
What I hear the most. A guy that makes me laugh. It's like, what am I, a clown? You know? You expected me to make you laugh all the time.
Dance, puppet, dance.
But it's true.
No.
Yeah. But it's true that women love humor in men. Go on.
Yeah. I'm easygoing. I'm looking for someone honest, caring, and kind. Well, who isn't?
Yeah. That's true.
Very true.
So all these words became meaningless after a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you read it so many times, you're like, okay, so how do I differentiate this person from the next?
And, yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously the tools for self-awareness kind of open the door a little bit more into who they are on Align Signs. But then when you're building out your profile, you know, you want something that also conveys your character and your persona and... you know, all the wonderful assets of what makes you you.
Yeah.
So
awesome. And for those of you just joining us, I mean, I should have mentioned this before, not 5 minutes before the end, but we're talking to Jessica Baker, and she has a website called AlignedSigns.com. And the motto is Get to Know You, which is amazing. She has psychological tests and zodiac and astrology and all that stuff, which sounds fascinating. I can't wait to get on this.
Yeah.
You know, and really meet some cool people. You know, I mean, I'm always open to that. It's really hard to meet people today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is. Okay, go on. Let's go through all the tips.
Obviously, try to refrain from posting sexually provocative photos. I mean, alluring someone in by your exterior assets is always great, but it might convey negative ideas about who you are and what your intentions are.
Right.
So, I mean, you obviously want to ideally attract someone who not only appreciates your exterior assets, but your individual, you know.
Right. But, I mean, sexually explicit photos, they wouldn't put up there anyway, though, right? So you're saying maybe sexually suggestive or something?
Suggestive, that's
okay.
What I mean. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, except when you're on a, you know, maybe like cheating site or something. You know? Go on. Like
no
Ashley Madison or something. Go on.
Try not to share everything about yourself. Leave something for additional meetups. So say, for example, you're on the site to meet your love interest. Don't say, oh, I plan to get married in 2 years. I plan to have a child in 3 years. It's not really...
Yeah, makes the man run for the hills.
Like, run, Forrest, run. Yeah. Life is very unpredictable. Sometimes you just have to go with the flow.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sure.
And these may be your wishes, but not everybody needs to know about them, right?
At least not on your profile.
Right.
Save it for in person and then gauge how to how to convey that, if that's a serious. Yeah.
That's true. And I bet you a lot of women write, you know, I'd like to start a family, find a husband, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, guys, it's not the first thing they want to hear, even if they want to get married and everything, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because it's sort of like almost having to make a commitment from day one.
Yeah,
right.
I've got friends that say stuff like that. I'm like, oh, cringe. Don't. Please.
It's a little scary.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, like we said before, mention your hobbies. Maybe ask your friends and family to chime in, but not, I don't mean like create your entire profile for you. But say you finish your profile and you have your friends or family look it over, and you haven't conveyed a point about yourself that they really find appealing. And, you know, say you're charming and you don't think of yourself as charming, mm-hmm. but you want to, you know, you should probably add that to your profile because you come across to other people that way.
Yeah.
Right.
So obviously have your friends or family chime in. Be completely honest, because you don't want to attract the kind of person that that will expect something different.
Right.
I mean, eventually you'll meet up and they'll be like, what?
I know, exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, and you know what? It doesn't take long, you know, because, okay, you'll meet someone online. It takes you, you know, maybe a few days, a couple of weeks, and then you meet. Mm-hmm. And it's like the first second you already know if you're going to like uh-huh. this person or not, right?
And a photo I mean, from like 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
it's like, so wait, they give you photos. That's not what you look like.
Don't look like you at all, you know, and then you show up and you go, why are you wasting my time and your time, yeah. you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, so. I mean, everybody likes different types, you know? Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just because you might not think that you're attractive to somebody else doesn't mean that you're not. Like, I know I have a lot of friends that prefer men that are... with a little extra love around right. the edges. You know right. what I'm saying?
No,
and
no,
a
no,
lot of
no,
guys
no.
think that they have to be extremely yeah. fit, and that can be intimidating to some females. Mm-hmm. And so I just encourage absolute honesty.
Right.
Because you'll attract the right kind of person that will genuinely appreciate you just as you are.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, just like she mentioned that, you know, you show up and the first thing you realize is that this is not what they advertised, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of a person is this? Maybe they're not honest, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not confident in the way they look or about things about them that they say.
Right. So you don't know what to believe, what not to believe, and it's just not a really good way to start out any kind of relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. So. Okay, well, we got to wrap up. Do you have any more of those?
That pretty much summed it up. So.
Awesome. So we're right on time. Jessica Baker, thank you so much.
Thank
Everybody
you.
Check out alignedsigns.com. I'm going to join it. You guys can join it. You can find romance. You can find friends, probably activity partners and so forth. Mm-hmm. So it sounds amazing. And if nothing else, get a personality test.
For sure.
And it's amazing.
I'm
going
to do that.
Yeah, me too. Me yeah. too. So if you look for friends, I'll be on there.
Perfect.
Okay.
We have a special code if you want to try it out. LA Talk Radio. You can sign up for.
So you can put in a code when you register?
Yeah, LA Talk Radio. And you get the first month for only $1.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm doing that. If nobody else, I'm doing that. What the heck? Yeah. Especially now that I know the owner and the mind behind this. You're amazing. Well, we could spend a couple more hours with you. You're a fascinating guest.
Thank you.
And we appreciate that. And we'll ask you to come back maybe sometime soon.
I'd
know?
Like that.
We'll
Thank
continue
you.
Talking about this. Maybe after we go on it and experience it
yeah,
for a while,
sure.
then we can give mm-hmm. impressions firsthand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want people to find you or just the website? Do you want to give out any Twitter, Facebook, anything like that?
It's all at Align Signs. So Facebook, follow Align Signs.
But that's probably not you,
Twitter.
Though, right?
I'm on LinkedIn.
Okay.
I'm also on Facebook under Jessica Baker.
Okay.
But it's JESS1CABAKER.
Oh, okay.
That's my personal thing.
Nobody's going
to
remember that.
I'm always open to have yeah. friends. I like friends. People
yeah.
are great.
I know. And there's so many Jessica Bakers on there,
you know,
that you got to differentiate yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jessica. Well, thanks again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And all the best mm-hmm. to you. I mean, I like to see people succeed, and I wish you all the best.
I appreciate that support.
Of course. And we'll put a link to it on our website as well. And that's it for it, Charlotte. Thanks
see
for today.
Tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte right here on LA Talk Radio.